Another major theme of the mission is the power of the Holy Spirit. Greg preaches messages from the Bible and shows how powerful the Holy Spirit is intended to be in the life of every Christian. Then, he encourages those in the mission to make a decision to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit in answering God's call. Here are a few clips from a mission that Greg preached in the Archdiocese of Ottawa.
And he began to see, as I worked my way through the Gospels, that there was a very clear and consistent message that Jesus preached. We see it here in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Turn with me, if you would, please, to Mark chapter 1. And we see this echoed in what was a gospel reading at Mass this past Sunday. Mark chapter 1. Verse 14. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." I've chosen just two instances, but if you read through the Gospels, you'll find that this setting occurs over and over, that as Jesus enters a town, as he enters into a crowd of people, this is his message. It's a call to repentance and an announcement that the kingdom of God is at hand. And when it's recorded by the individual author and from the individual event, the words may vary only slightly, but it's a very consistent proclamation. Repent, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we see that Jesus came under the anointing of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. He called people to repentance and he proclaimed a kingdom. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people and those who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee. So we see again the same thing happening. His fame is going among the people because he's proclaiming this kingdom and demonstrating it with power. He proclaimed that the kingdom of God had authority over evil, and he demonstrated it just in the power of his spoken word by freeing those who were possessed by demons. Here in Matthew chapter 4, we see the oh so familiar sight of Jesus moving among the people and healing their illnesses. In the interest of time, I'm just drawing one out to illustrate each of these points, but we could find many for each one of Jesus freeing the demon-possessed, of Jesus healing the sick and performing miracles. He proclaimed a kingdom and demonstrated it with authority over evil, over sickness and disease. He demonstrated that the kingdom of God had authority even over the physical elements of the world. He changed water into wine. He walked on the water. With the power of his spoken voice, he calmed the sea. So Jesus went among the people, calling them to repent, proclaiming a kingdom and demonstrating that it had authority over sickness and disease, over evil, over sin, over the physical elements of the world, over nature, even over death itself by raising the dead to life.
One of the strengths of Greg's preaching is that it is so practical. He not only helps those in the mission to understand Scripture more clearly, but he shows them how to live it in everyday life. Greg uses lots of stories from our family life and ministry. The stories challenge the listener to greater faith. They show that God will use everyday people to do a great work for the kingdom. Greg always ends each evening with a prayer, asking those in the mission to make a decision to live out the message that was preached. Let's listen to the last set of clips.
So here we see it. I've chosen just a few episodes from the Gospels, but it's the clear and consistent message of Jesus of Nazareth as he moves from place to place. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. He presented this kingdom, he proclaimed it, not in theory, but he demonstrated it in power, that it had absolute authority over evil, over sickness and disease, over sin, over nature, over the physical elements of the world, and even over death itself. This gives me a clearer picture. When I begin to say, God, I want you to use me to change the world today. If we're to carry on the works of Jesus, the man who has faith in me do the works I do and by far greater than these. When I get into the gospel and see what Jesus did, you know, it's quite popular today. What would Jesus do? What does a lot more for me is reading, what did Jesus do? See, what would Jesus do leaves a lot up to conjecture. I go out in the kitchen, I find out the kids haven't done the dishes. I go out and I say, kids, what would Jesus do? They say, well, Dad, we think Jesus had finished watching this program, and then he'd go in and finish the dishes. You see, it leaves a lot open to conjecture. My kids are pretty clever that way. Do you know my girls memorized a whole chapter of the Bible? Because I would tell them, go up and read a chapter in the Bible before you fall asleep. One time, I wasn't but 40 seconds behind them. I go in there, the light is off, they're under the covers, they're well on their way to sleep. I said, I thought you were going to read a chapter in the Bible. Oh, we did, Psalm 117. How come your Bibles aren't anywhere near you? Oh, we know it by heart. And then in unison, they recite it. It's like two sentences long. And I thought, well, blessed be the Lord. But this idea, what did Jesus do? That's what we're looking at. That's what gives me a clear picture of the authority with which he spoke and with which he acted, and the authority that he intends to see in the church today.